Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Yannick Nézet-Séguin. What a production. There's so much danger and drama and love expressed in the music. And then you have these dancers suspended above you.
I'm always very, very proud when the Philadelphia Orchestra collaborates with creative visionary companies and Junk, Brian Sanders. I think this is a little bit out there to think of them to illustrate our story, but the result, I think, is just what it needs. It taps into the poetry of the music, of course, of Prokofiev and the setting of the most wonderful of all love stories ever, but also has this kind of raw element and edge to it, which also isn't the music. Prokofiev's music is not always pretty. It's sometimes quite out there and edgy, whether it's harmonically or it's with a kind of different sounds, with the orchestration and the use of the instruments. And I think the combination really works well. And of course, listeners here on WRTI cannot see the production, but you probably can feel the energy of the dancers and the acrobats there, because a lot of what they do is up in the air as well.
Right. So this concert includes excerpts from the ballet. Did you select the scenes?
So it's more or less the full ballet with cuts. Because if we were to play the entire score, it would be close to 3 hours. And there's a lot of repetitions in it. And already with cuts, we can feel that the main themes come back and forth in a different variation. But we recognize the themes. And the selection, I have to say, was done by Kensho Watanabe, our wonderful assistant conductor. So he selected all the excerpts and decided where to put the cuts in order to make sense, that the story would make sense on a musical standpoint and also in the storytelling.
And then the dancers decided which parts of the ballet they would dance to.
Yeah, because it was important for me, since it's a collaboration, not to have to treat it like, oh, the Philadelphia Orchestra will play it in a pit, like in a ballet, a normal performance of ballet where you don't see the orchestra and they only accompany the dancers. So I said, let's relay the storytelling. And I left this choice to Brian as which elements he would stage and choreograph and which elements he would leave the orchestra to tell the story on its own.
Could you talk a little bit about how Prokofiev uses the orchestra to tell the story? Because it is so evocative and you hear these different instruments. There's a tenor saxophone.
Yes. A lot of place, I would say, a spotlight on instruments that are not usually in the limelight. A bass clarinet has a lot of elements. Clarinets in general, which is associated with Prokofiev clarinets. But the cellos are having the lion's share of the lyrical moments. And it's cello writing that is so difficult because very high in the tessitura. And that creates a tension which brings, I think, in a very, very genius way, the unsettling aspect of the story, that you can feel right away that they are not allowed to fall in love and that they are trying to hide this and trying to live their life and their love in spite of all the opposition. And I think this difficulty in the writing makes it obvious for the ears because of the tessitura. It's just a different kind of expression.
Could you talk about particular parts in the story? I guess there are a lot of people who are familiar with the suites, Prokofiev suites, and so now they're listening to the ballet. Are there particular parts that you worked on, especially with the orchestra, to convey the drama in a different way?
Well, I have to say, this is mostly an unfamiliar score for the orchestra. As a whole, it hasn't been done in decades. So it was really fascinating to work on the moments which were similar to what is used in the suites, but in a different context, different orchestrations. For example, there's an entire passage where the horns are in divided parts, which is really exactly like what the cellos usually play and sing. I want to say sing because it's very lyrical, that moment. There was also a special attention for me to the transition moments, because in a great ballet score, you need to have moments which are in between tableaus, which keep telling the story more about the atmosphere, not really on a dramatic standpoint. And we needed to pay attention to those so that they didn't feel like empty moments or tunnels in between great moments. So that was a fascinating journey.
Well, it was really beautiful. The music just really sweeps you along. And then to see these dancers suspended above you, did that visual that was going on affect your approach?
Oh, it does. It does the same way as when I conduct opera and then I see the ballet. Of course, their expression and, for example, there is a place in the next act, so I don't know, spoiler, but since you won't see it, there's a place where she climbs very, very high up. It's all where the flutes and the clarinets are doing this very, very quiet moment. Ba, 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 be, ba, ba, ba. And the fact that she's up there and there's a danger that's in the fact of just being there up in the air and climbing. And that informs the kind of mood we're in when we play this and I conduct it. So, it's important to be in the moment and get inspired.
Well, it seems as if this kind of dance paired with this music is a perfect pairing. Thank you so much, Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
Yes, I'm looking forward to.